Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana Ki Jai. We're continuing with chapter 30, the 10th canto. Small point more to speak on verse 38, and we'll start 39. Evam yukta priyam maha skanda aruyatam iti tatashchantar dade krishna savadur anvatapyata. After Radharani said to Krishna, please carry me wherever you want, then Krishna replied, skanda aruyatam iti, just climb on my shoulder. But as soon as Krishna said this, he disappeared. And Radharani felt great remorse, means unhappiness and sadness. So we have a couple of verses from Sri Prabhupada Ananda Saraswati, or Saraswati Pad, that mention these two points. We wanted to share them here. It has the same idea, so we can get a little deeper understanding. It's Ascharya Rasa Prabandha, verses 225 and 238. Shiradapi sapadeka rasa budvata atikarana vivasha rushchvevaha priyamati kripanam chamchala nahi me sakyam chalanam. Shiradapi sapadeka rasa budvata atikarana vivasha rushchvevaha priyamati kripanam chamchala nahi me shakyam chalanam. Very beautiful. Meanwhile, Radharani feels overwhelming feelings of compassion regarding her sakis, knowing that her girlfriends are exclusively attached to relishing her lotus feet. Thus, she is angry and she addresses her self-indulgent beloved, thus, you may proceed onwards, but I am unable to go any further. In other words, Radharani doesn't want to go any further. She wants to stay right there and wait for the sakis to find her because they're missing her and she's missing them. Then, text 226 of Ascharya Rasa Prabandha. Bita bita eva mridu mridu vadati, bita bita eva mridu mridu, bita bita eva mridu mridu vadati, skandam mavachiram arohati, akshipadeva rachita bahulilam, sanija patim api satvarashilam, sanija patim api satvarashilam. It's actually very beautiful Sanskrit. 226. At this, Shyam acts as if stricken with great apprehension at the thought of the other gopis catching up with him. So he tries to coax Radharani along by offering her in a tender tone of voice. Because Radharani says, I can't go any further. So then Krishna's thinking, oh, if we stay here, then we'll get caught. But if we go further and reach my Nimrita Nikunj, then no one will find us. It's very special place. So then he speaks in a very tender voice, all right then, if you can't go any further, then climb on my shoulder. Let me carry you for a while. Seeing her own lord, who is fond of designing variegated pastimes, attempting to move on so hastily, Radha then pushes Krishna away in rejection of his offer. So it's a little more spicy here. Krishna says, in other words, Radharani is trying to assert that I don't want to go any further. She says, I don't want to, you, and then carry me wherever you want. Krishna's all right, get on my shoulders. So then Krishna's thinking that Radharani will get on his shoulders, and then she pushes him away. It's very hard to follow the movements of Radharani's love. Of course, as we know, when you play hard to get, then the getting gets harder. So that's we have, I think there's few more, 27, 28. Sachatura chura manir alakshyam prayasya ridagatim avilakshyam tachana abhavat satu tandeva tadeva praptavati kalu murchanameva arirapi harir arir api prakata pulaka yutabhyam tamutap ilingya mujabhyam akritatarukta punarantad Antardim, Vihita Taranga, Sparshi Samridhim. Hariyapi Prakata, Pulaka Yutabhyam, Tamotapya Lingya, Bujabhyam. Akrita Tarukta, Punarantardim, Vihita Taranga, Sparshi Samridhim. Must be a very nice way to sing these Sanskrit verses. Very musical. Prabodhananda Saraswati, you may not know, but he was a great musician, not only a great poet, but a great musician and singer, like Lochandas Thakur. So Lochandas Thakur, he wrote an authorized biography of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but it's all songs. We put it in prose in English, but actually it's all Bengali songs, very beautiful songs. And he's describing the whole biography and life story and teachings of Lord Chaitanya in Bengali songs. And he tells, this is Dana Shri Raga, this is this Raga, that Raga. So each song, each section has a different Raga. So Prabhupada Saraswati, this book and also has different, these are all different Ragas. Or maybe some of the same. But he writes like that. In Radharas Sudaniti, there's 9 or 10 different types of chandas or meter that he's using in the 200 and whatever, 60 verses or so of Radharas Sudaniti. And in each verse, he tells what the chandas or the poetic meter is. So when we were giving classes, we were trying to give some kind of rendition of those different meters while we were chanting the Sanskrit. Vasantilak is the same as Brahma Samhita, something like that. And then the other one is, I forgot, like Six Goswami's prayer. There's names for each of them, and they have particular. So can only imagine what it's like hearing this, these verses. So we're getting a very poor sampling from ourselves, but at least we can be appreciative of the great contribution of Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad, who is forever blessing everyone by continuing to do bhajan and Vrindavan. Many times the places of the saints and the sitters, they become somewhat lupta, somewhat hidden and forgotten and unknown. Where so-and-so did bhajan or where so-and-so took samadhi, because samadhi means you're burned in a shamsham ground and the ashes are just go wherever they go and you go wherever you go. And your bhajan kutir is occupied by somebody else and there's no... Only memory is in the heart of Radharani and Krishna. So Prabhupada Saraswati, his bhajan kutir and his samadhi are in one place, in Kaliadaha, behind there, on the banks of the Yamuna, so we can still go there and pray to him and sit with him and try to receive his benign vibrations and blessings. Very powerful and important place for all Gaudiyas to visit. Because he's one of the great Rasik Jans of our Sampradaya. So much so that when Acharyas give a list of books to read to their disciples, then they always mention Radharas Sudaniti and Gaudiyas. Because there's so much Manjari Tattva there, and Manjari Bhav, and Manjari Seva, and Sakhi Seva, and Sakhi Bhav. Beautiful. Takes two translation. This says sa chatura churamani alakshya. This is how Prabhupada Saraswati describes Krishna. This chatur churamani, crest jewel of clever boys, then comes to understand the intentions hidden within the heart of his beloved and he immediately vanishes as Shirada at once falls unconscious. Murchanam. Praptavatikalu Murchanam Eva. Tatshanam Abravat Abhavat. Tatshanam Abhavat Satu Tadeva. Praptavati Kalu Murchanam Eva. Text 228. Harirapi Prakata Pulaka Yutabhyam Tamotap Linga Bujabhyam Akrititaryukta Punarantardim Vihita Taranga Sparshi Samridhim Akrititad Ukta Punarantardim Vihita Taranga Sparshi Samridhim. Something like that. But Hari again appears. So this is a slight variation which makes the taste more flavorful. Hari again appears to Radha and with his arms studded with goosebumps. Hari, Hari, Prakat, Prakat, Pulak, Prakata Pulaka Yutabhyam, Prakata Pulaka Yutabhyam, Harirapi Prakata Pulaka Yutabhyam, Tamotap Yalingya Bujabhyam, Akrititaryukta Punar Antardam, Antardam, Vihita Taranga Sparshi Samridhim. This is our Saraswati Pad. I mean, the poetry, the music, the poetry of his language and the music of his language is so wonderful. I like so much. But Hari again appears with his arms studded with throw bumps. He embraces Radharani, lifts her up. But when, because Radharani's fainted. But when Radharani is revived by his life-giving touch and speaks a few words to him, he again vanishes. He's really Chatur Chudamani. He's too clever and unpredictable, Radhisham. So now we'll begin verse 39. I want everyone to try to tune in a little bit here. So we're in the Rasa Dance, chapter 30, verse 38, 39. We're just backing up a little bit. Radharani is, Krishna's taken Radharani alone and left everyone else. And all the gopis are searching and they've found two pairs of footprints, Krishna's and Radharani's. And Radharani's gopis are elated and happy over this. Oh, Krishna took Radharani. Very nice. And her rival party, the anti-party, Chandravali and those other gopis that want Krishna for themselves and not for Radharani, so they're called rivals. They're very, oh, whose footprints are these? And Lita and Vishaka and Radharani Sakhi say, they're Radharani's. That fortunate one, that special one, that lucky one. Oh, this... And they're very unhappy about that. Then finally, the gopis, Radharani, the previous verse 38, Radharani's feeling very tired from walking so far with Krishna through the forest of Vrindavan. And she has different ideas. I would like to see my sakis again. I miss them. It's been a long time. And but Krishna is persistent. He wants to take me deep into the forest to be alone with me. To go to an Abhrita Nikunj, deep in the dark forest where no one can see or find or smell or perceive. And so that was the last verse. So then Krishna said, oh, you're too tired. And Radharani said, I'm too tired. Just carry me wherever you want. So Krishna said, all right, get on my shoulders. So Radharani's about to step on Krishna's shoulder and he disappears. So that's where we are. Verse 39. So now, you have to try to be there in your mind. It's kind of hard. It's 5,000 years ago, and it's light years away in space because it's the transcendental realm of Goloka Vrindavan, and we're locked in and tucked in the Maya Jagat. But somehow we have to stretch our minds and stretch our hearts to this beautiful forest of Vrindavan, which is just beyond the cover of Maya that we see in front of us, the Maya covering. And the Yoga Maya is underneath all this. So there Radharani is collapsed on the ground. Krishna's been with her for a long time, chapter 29, all of chapter 30. Now he disappeared, suddenly vanished in thin air. Radharani is so up. You could try to enter Radharani's heart. How would you feel? They say put yourself in the other person's shoes. It's called empathy. Empathy or sympathy. How does that person feel or what are they going through? And What work are they doing? How are they suffering? How are they responding to how I'm acting? It's all about human dealings and the expression and expansion of one's loving understanding of reality itself and the hearts of others that he moves and lives with, or she moves and lives with. It's called humanity, human culture. So Radharani is devastated, heartbroken, surprised, astonished, upset, heart is cracked in half. Now she's half conscious, and she says this verse, chapter 30, verse 39. Ha Nat, Ha Ramana Prishta, Kwasi Kwasi Mahabhuja, Dasyas Te Kripanaya Me, Sake Darshaya Sanidim. So she's crying out for her heart, her beloved, her Prananath. Lord Chaitanya is crying. He's grinding his face on the walls of the Gambira and Puri, and he cries out, Ashlishiva Paritam Panashtamam Adarshanam Mama Adarshanam Adarshanam Mama Tam Karotava Adarshanam. I'm not seeing you. Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Radha Bhav, intense Mahabhav, intense separation from Radharani. Oh, I'm not seeing you. Adarshanam Mama Tam Karotava Yata Tata Va Vidadatu Lampato Mat Prana. You're a Lampat. You're a lumpet, but what am I? I'm a tender, innocent girl. I'm sold out to you and no one else. You're my everything, my be all and end all, my entire existence. But you're a lumpet. Lumpet means you're a playboy. You're here and there with this one, that one, tonight with me, tomorrow with another gopi. Promise to meet me tonight. I'm waiting all night. You come at sunrise with the obvious marks of enjoying another gopi, and you show that right in front of me. The bite marks, the lipstick, the cudgel. You're so audacious and shameless and bold. Mamatam karotava yata tata va vidadantu lapanto mat prana natas tu seva naparaha. Naparaha. There is no other one for me. You have so many other ones. Millions of gopis are there in the rasa dance. Skanda Puran says 3 billion gopis in the rasa dance. I have no other. You're my prananath. Ha nath. Ha Ramana Prishta, Kwasi Kwasi Mahabhuja. So this is Radharani's mood. So now you understand a little more what's being said here. Radharani cries out, O Nath, O my loving master, O my Ramana. Ramana means my lover, my intimate amorous lover. Prishta, O dearmost Prishta. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Kwasi Kwasi. If you're just looking for something, oh, where is it? Where is it? Where is it? You know, you ever lose anything and just start breaking windows and throwing things around and going crazy? Because we're passionate. We're Kali Yugites. We're not, you know, Om Shanti Shanti Satya Yuga Yogis. We do yoga. Okay, great. We stand on our head and we chant Om. And we meditate. That's nice. It's good for health and maybe it keeps your brain in shape. But when a push comes to shove, we're extremely intolerant, extremely impatient, extremely proud and prone to anger at any moment. Yeah, even me. Even an old guy with gray hair. So watch out. This is we're Kali Yugites. So therefore we have Mahaprabhu's Kripa and Guru Kripa and Nam Kripa. Without the Nam, we're nowhere. You can make it free. Without Nam, we are nowhere. Without Nam, we're nowhere. That's a sutra. That's our life. In the mind, the Nam, chanting Nam, seeing the Nam, somehow be with Krishna's name and we'll be saved. Once you chant Krishna's name, you'll never be the same. It's only by Nam. And Guru gave us that Nam. So how indebted we are, how grateful we are. So this is all about Nam. Radharani's chanting Nam. Gopinath. Radhanath. Oh my Radhanath. Oh Nath, Radhanath. Sound familiar? Ha ha, Nath, Ramana Prishta. Nath, hey Nath, hey Raman. Huh? You got two in one there. Her guru is Nath and her lord is Raman, this one. Radha Ramana Hadiva. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Vrindavan Vihari Lala Ki Jai. Ha Nath Ramana Preshti. You are my dearest. You're my only. You're my Mat Prananatas to Sevana Paraha. Kwasi Kwasi. Kaha Kaha. Kwasi Kwasi. This sounds good. Where are you? Where are you? Mahabhuja, you have such strong arms. Mahabhuj. Krishna picked up this phrase from Radharani. Krishna learned so much from Radharani. What was it the other day? He learned this phrase, he uses it later. Napariyaham najushyaham. He says, Napariyaham. So Radharani is telling that. I can't go any further. Napariyaham. We heard that a few verses ago. I can't go any further. And Krishna's, oh, that's a good line. And later on, when Krishna's making up with the gopis and meeting them again, he says, Napariyaham, I can never repay you. So Napariyaham means I can't go further, I can't pay you, I can't go on, I can't go anymore. So here Radharani's saying, Mahabhuja. So Krishna's ears are everywhere. He's a Paramatma, and he's a Vishwarup. He's inside his Paramatma, he's outside his Vishwarup, and he's Krishna. And it's Vrindavan. He never takes a step out of Vrindavan. So he's just on the other side of the neem tree or on the other side of the Kanamba tree. He didn't go very far. It's impossible for Krishna to be far from Radharani. Oh, where'd he go? So he's just on the other side. Krishna's here on the other side of the tree and Radharani's over there. You know, there's a game sometimes, young kids. One kid goes like that. The other kid goes like that, you know? Hi, hi. You know, you can play with kids like that. They stand behind the door and go, oh, and they go, oh. So Krishna's right there, and he's hearing her. She says, Mahabhuja, great armed one. Krishna says, oh, this is good. Listen, Arjun, Mahabaho. Oh, Mahabaho, Mahabhuja, Mahabaho means the same thing. You are so powerful arms. Now you dropped your bow in the chariot? Gandivadhara is a name for Arjun, the holder of the Gandiva bow. It was given to him by, I don't know, Indra or someone, by Shiva. He's holding it. He's just, you know, when your hands perspire and get sweaty and get a little scared, then you lose all your nerves don't work and you lose your power. He dropped the bow. He said, what is this? You weakling? You weakling? Kamjor? Kamjor means no power, like me. You know? You Kamjor, no strength? So he says, Mahabaho. Yeah, Mahabaho. Yeah, Mahabaho. Picked up. He's trying to incite him by glorifying, making him proud. Yeah, I'm tough. I'm tough. Now look at me. Look at this guy. He's tough. he's big, you know. So you forgot, you know, that your biceps are 20, you know, this big around. You know? Oh, yeah, that's right. You know, Mahabaho. So Krishna says, oh, Radharani was glorifying me like that. Mahabhuja. So she says, oh master, oh lover, oh dear mouse, where are you? Where are you? Please, oh mighty armed one, oh friend. She says, Sake. Sake means friend, male friend or female. Saki is female, Sake or Saka is male. Oh Sake. Saka, when you is vocative, it becomes Sake. Oh Vishaka, Vishake. Her name is Vishaka, and we cry out, Vishake. Kripakaro, Vishake, Vishake, Kaha. Where are you, Vishaka? Where are you and where am I? And when will we be together? That's what I wonder. That's what I want. Oh, friend, please show yourself to me, your dasi, your poor servant. Kripanaya. Kripanaya me, Sake, Sake. Kripanaya me, Sake, Darshayan, Sanidim. Kripanaya me sake. Dasyaste kripanaya me sake darshayan sanidim. So the commentary here, very interesting that on this particular verse, number 39, we have Jiva Goswami Pad's Tika commentary. In separation from Shamsundar, Radharani is lamenting in this verse, and it starts off with the word ha. The word ha sometimes is translated as alas. Ha, 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 ha means alas. Oh, what is happening? What do you say in Hindi? Shabbas or something? Shabbat. What is this? Oh, what is this? What is Shabbas? Shabbas. Shabbas. Wow. So Radharani is lamenting. She's lamenting in this verse. She's saying, ha, ha. Anyone can sound because in this, ha, Nath, ha, Ramana, ha, Preshta, ha, Maha, Bhuja. Oh, my Radhanath, oh, my Lord, oh, my Master, oh, my powerful armed one. So Jiva Goswami says this ha indicates distress or pain. And even sounds like when you're in pain, what happens? What do you say? No, make the sound. Of what? Ah, ah, ah. No? So the ha means pain. Ha, ha. So because the Bhavtaratmya, all this Shastra is Rasa Shastra. What Ras? Radharani Ras. Radharas Sudhanidhi. The whole Radharas Sudhanidhi book is based on the Bhagavatam. This whole Ascharya Rasa Prabandha by Prabhupada Saraswati is based on the Rasa Leela. This is where it starts, the foundation of Rasa Tattva and Rasa Swarna, the truth of Ras. So the idea of being Bhav Taratmya is Rasa Shastra and Rasa Swarna we can relish. But the Bhagavatam, because whenever we read about Radharani and Krishna, that's our cue. That's our cue. That's our signal. Anyone who's in Ragmarg, Manjri Bhava Upasana, they want to go deep. Oh, this is here's Radharani and Krishna. Here's Radharani and the Gopis, Venugita and Gopigita. This is our foodstuff. This is our mainstay. This is our studies. That's why M. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is telling in first part, chapter 2, in the verses describing Rasalila, that the Raghunatha Gobhakta, he follows scripture, but he disregards scripture. What does that mean? He disregards that part of Shastra which is not anukulya for his stairati. That part of Shastra which is not anukulya, which means favorable or nourishing, is stairati. Stairati, what does that mean? Stairati means that rati, that loving mood and that loving mood and attachment that I want or I desire or that I'm interested in or that I'm curious about or that I'm attracted to towards Krishna in Vrindavan. So, for example, if I'm interested, if I'm attracted, if I like the gopis and Radharani and their all their pastimes I see in the Bhagavatam and other places, that appeals to my heart and attracts my mind, and I like to be part of that more than just running with the coward boys and wrestling, or more than being like Mother Yashoda and worrying all day about Krishna and crying in his separation, and more than his house servants. These options are there in Braj Leela. You can be Krishna's servant or a friend or a mother or father or his beloved lover or a servant of his most beloved Radharani. So these are the ratis. Four rasas means four ratis. Madhura rati, Sakhi rati, Vatsali rati, Dasi rati. Sometimes they say ras. But it's rati is the attachment. Rati is the actual attachment and relationship, sambandha. And the ras is what appears in the context of that relationship. So it's called madhura ras. But the actual stai rati, the permanent mood, is stai rati. So when we see these type of discussions, especially if someone is interested in madhurya ras in Vrindavan, to be a member, to be with Radha and Krishna, and to be a manjri, Dasi, Kengri, servant of Radharani, then Radharani's feelings, Radharani's heart, whenever Radharani's speaking, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking in Radha Bhav, which is all over the place. He's praying because he's in Mahabhav. He's came to learn Radharani's Mahabhav, experience Radharani's Bhav, relish it, taste it, and teach it. Teach Radharani's Bhav to whom? Unvat Ujjala Rasa. Unat Ujjala Rasa, to teach to us, is the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the Kripa Patras of Mahaprabhu. We are all recipients of his mercy. So therefore, these verses are very deep and very, they require lots of meditation, lots of absorption, word by word, meaning by meaning, tika by tika, feeling by feeling. We have to go, they have to become one. That also means Tadatmika. We don't find it out there. We take a handful of shastras, not that many, and selected parts of different shastras. Then we imbibe them, we gork them. We gork them, we imbibe them. We become one with them in our mind by study, in our intellect by considering and analyzing, and by heart by trying to by equalizing our heart. It's called Sadharani Karan, equalizing our heart with the heart of Radharani. Because she's absorbed in Dasi Bhav. So she's saying, here, Dasi, I'm your Dasi. She's the most beloved of Krishna. She's his Ramani. She's saying, hey, Raman. That means she's the Ramani. Raman means an amorous, erotic lover is a Ramani. And an amorous, erotic, romantic man is a Raman. That's that little boy down there in Nidivan. He's very dangerous. Any girls go there, they'll be lost. Danger man. Should have a sign out in front of the temple. Danger, no women allowed. Women don't go inside. And they go inside, whoa, so beautiful. So sweet, Radha Raman. I mean, you may have your other favorite. You know, Radha Vallabh is the heart, you know. Bankim Bihari, many people are in love with Bankim Bihari. Ask Swami Haridas. Ask Swami Haridas who he's in love with. Ask Hithari Vamsh who he's in love with. Ask Gopal Bhatta. And ask yourself. Then fill in the blank. Hopefully you can fill in the blank. That's the main thing. So this is Radharani's crying. This is love. This is prem. This is Mahabhav. That has to come inside our mind, our heart, somehow, somewhere, someday, some life. When? When you try. When you try, when you meditate, and when you cry. Otherwise, it's like all way out there. It's just all in the distance. It's like you're here and the cloud is in the sky. You're here as Sadhakarup. We're here in Sadhakarup. And the goal is floating as a cloud in the sky, far from our touch, far from our perception or experience. That cloud has to come over our head and rain on us. It's called Madhurya Kadambini. Madhurya Kadambini means a sweet shower of ras, sweet shower of mercy. So why does Jiva Goswami, this is Jiva Goswami's Vilas Manjari. He's there in the Rasa Lila. He's here. He's standing right there in his sarup, Nitya Siddha sarup as Vilas Manjari, looking at Radharani collapsed on the ground like a wilted flower and crying out, Ha Nath. And then Vilas Manjari is crying out, Ha Nath. There's one, the equalization. Your pain is my pain, your pleasure is my pleasure. We're so egoistic and selfish and individualistic, we can't identify with anybody. We can't relate with anybody's heart, and that's the problem with the world. No one can love anyone because we're too much wrapped in our own cage. We have to bust out. Bust out of the ego. It's a heavy war, isn't it? Everyone is bound by the ego. Ego, I go, you go, ego. I go, you go, we go, ego. Anyway, enough for the philosophy. Back to the Leela. So Radharani is quite direct. Jiva Goswami is saying, she's saying, Ha Raman. Why? What does she mean by that? Please appear and give me the happiness befitting a lover. A beloved enjoys being with a lover. And a lover enjoys being with the beloved. So you're Raman. So where are you? I'm here for you. Where are you? Come back. Come here right now. Take my love. Let me relish and savor yours. Shamras and Radharas. They mix together and make Radharas. Make Radha Krishna Ras. Where are you? Prashta, you're the best. There's no one better than you. This is how Radharani is thinking to herself. Where are you? Where are you? Kwasi Kwasi Mahabaho. Kwasi Kwasi Mahabuja. Where are you now? Staying alone. Why? Where are you? You've gone off somewhere alone? Although you have so much affection for me? She's saying, what's wrong with you? How you left me? I know you're totally mad about me and in love with me. Where did you go? Kwasi Kwasi, why and where did you go? Not knowing your whereabouts, my heart is agitated. Kripanaya. That's interesting. Because Kripanaya, You all know Kripana from Bhakti, Upadeshamrita. It talks about the Kripana. Kripana means miserly. But when we're talking about miserly, remember, miserly means someone who's cheap, doesn't give money. He collects, he may have millions of dollars, he won't give one rupee in charity, all for me. He won't even give his family. That's called Kripana. But Kripana is a condition of the heart. Your heart is tight. You won't let go of a penny. But so it affects the heart. But Kripana in Sanskrit, is, like here it says, wretched. And Jiva Goswami is taking it to mean, he's taking it here. He says, "Not quasi, my heart is agitated." So Kripanaya also means, it's a quality of the heart. So Kripanaya means disturbed, miserly, wretched. And so Jiva Goswami takes, my heart is agitated and you're in separation from you. Which, of course, is true for everyone. If you really love someone and really attached to someone, when you're not with them, then there's some tremors. Not like earthquake, can be like that. But there's some tremors in the heart. Something's not full. Something's missing. My beloved. It may be guru, it may be husband, wife, whatever. If there's genuine rati attachment. Sri Guru Charani Rati. Ese utama gati. Rati and gati. No rati, no gati. Sri Guru Charane Rati. Rati means attachment to the feet of Guru. Man tan dan guru samarpan. Man, mind. Tan, body. Man tan. And dan means our assets. Dan means money, wealth, assets, qualities, abilities, talents. All for Krishna. I mean, and Guru, Guru and Krishna. Sri Guru Charane Rati, Ese Uttama Gati. If we're attached to the lotus feet of Sri Guru, fully and unequivocally, and with mind, heart, everything, then we go to the Param Gati. The Param Gati is Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. Everything is in the feet of Guru, Sri Guru Charane Rati. Vande Guru Sri. Fill it in. Charanaravindam, Vande Guru Sri, Charanaravindam, Nikunja Yuno, Rati Keli Sidai, Nikunja Yuno, Rati Keli Sidai. Rati means attachment, Rati means amorous enjoyment. Rati Keli Sidai, Rati Keli, my Guru is there. My Rati for his feet will take me to that Rati. Sri Guru Charane Rati. Ese Uttamagati. So the Uttamagati is Nikunja Yuno Rati Keli. You see? See the connection? You want to be in the Nikunja? So that's why I always say, you must have heard 1,000 times, what is the goal of life? The goal of life is to attain the Prem Seva Radha and Krishna in the groves of Vrindavan. This is Nikunja Yuno. Nikunja Yuno Rati Keli Siddhai. Yayali bir yuktir apekshaniya. The alibis, the gopis of Vrindavan, they're apekshaniya. They're so expert in the service. Yayali bir ali. Ali means gopi in Sanskrit. Tatrati daksharati valabas. And this is nice. So the guru is everything. So Radharani is saying, where are you? Not knowing where you are, my heart is agitated, Kripanaya. And the proof that Radharani's heart is Kripanaya means my heart is agitated, disturbed. The proof is that she's repeating the word where. She's saying, quasi, where. In other words, if you're agitated, where is it? You know, you lose something in your house. It's a classic example. Everyone misplaces something. So you say, oh, where is my wallet? Anyone seen my debit card? That's a pretty important thing. Anyone seen my debit card? Oh, mom, where's my debit card? I don't know. I'm in the kitchen. What are you running here and there like a monkey? What do I know? Then you go and you have some servant. Where have you seen it? Where is it? And you go, where is it? And you go, you got a little cracked. So Radharani, she has a good cause for being crazy because it's Krishna consciousness cause. Or it was really some Maya we get crazy about. Where's my this, that? So she says, Kwasi Kwasi Mahabhuja, it indicates, so then while Radharani's in that distressed state, she remembers, because she was just with Krishna and with him, and he was carrying on her shoulders, and they're walking together, and then she said, please carry me. He set her down, please carry me wherever you want. Then Krishna disappeared, and Radharani's remembering, because Vilasmandri is one. Vilasmandri is Jiva Goswami's Nitya Sarup. So he's one with Radharani's heart, and one with her mind, one with her desire, and one with her feelings. How does Radharani feel? The Mandris feel. Radharani cries, the Mandris cry. Radharani laughs, the Mandris laugh. Radharani sleeps, the Mandris sleep. Radharani wakes, the Mandris wake. Some Mandris are also awake when she's sleeping because they're doing different sevas and preparing things. And when she wakes up and are fanning her, or even massaging her feet, so she falls asleep, and maybe they fall asleep. Mandri falls asleep before Radharani. Prabodhananda Saraswati explains that in that Radharasinaniti verse 265 or so. Says the Mandri sometimes, no, this is Vilap, this is in Vrindavan Mahimamrita. Says the Mandri is sitting on the end of the bed. The Mandri is sitting on the bed, massaging Radharani's feet, and she falls asleep. The Mandri falls asleep and falls on Radharani's feet. Just like Govinda Das and Chaitanya Leela. I think it was Govinda Das. He was massaging after Lord Chaitanya's Mahaprasad, Jagannath Mahaprasad. Lord Chaitanya would rest in the Gambira, and to help him rest, then his servant Govinda Das would press, as they say in India, press his feet, what we say massage, press his feet and press his legs, massage. Then Lord Chaitanya, so one time he was doing it, he fell asleep. It was either Shankara Pandit, who was a pillow of Lord Chaitanya. I think it was Shankara Pandit. I forget. But one of the two was there with him. So he was serving Lord Chaitanya, so he would fall asleep, but he fell asleep. And Lord Chaitanya was still awake. So it was a little cold that night. So Lord Chaitanya took his chadar and he covered Govinda Das with the chadar. Then he stepped around Govinda Das and ran out to look for Krishna. So this is what happens. The Mandri is massaging Radharani's feet and falls asleep. But generally they move everywhere with Radharani. So Vilasmandri, what I'm saying is, as being a Mandri, so much identifies and understands all of Radharani's feelings in this verse from the Bhagavatam, 10:30-39. And so Vilasmandri, Jiva Goswami, is revealing them to us. I know these feelings. Jiva Goswami says, I know these feelings because I'm Bhavtanatmi with Radharani. And you're my students. You're my Shiksha students. My Mandri students in Mandri Bhav Upasana. You're worshiping in the Bhav and Mudva. But what is the Bhav of Mandri? What is the mood of a Mandri? What are the sentiments of Mandri? Because you're worshiping that. Upasana means to worship. Mandri Bhav Upasana. So you're worshiping the Bhav of Radharani, which is coming down through the Mandris in the form of the six Goswamis who are giving their teaching. This is how she feels. And this is why she says this. Do you feel like this? Are you identifying like this? This is what you should learn. We should all learn this. So Jiva Goswami is the supreme teacher. Raghunath Das Goswami is the supreme teacher. Whom is he teaching? Us, the Gaudiyas, that are in Raghunuga Bhakti and Mandri Bhav and Madhurya Ras Sringha Rati. He says, so Radharani's remembering. Why she says Mahabaho? Or she's not Maha, but Maha, same thing. Mahabhuja. Bhuja and Baho means same. Oh, powerfully armed. Because she's remembering. She's remembering Krishna's loving embraces. So then in great mercy, then she's remembering his embraces, but he's not here, and there's no more embraces. There's no more prema lingata. Ashlishyava parvatam panashtamam. Ashlishyava parvatam panashtamam is the first verse of the last verse of the Shikshastakam. Lord Chaitanya is saying, Ashlishya. Ashlishya means alingata. Alingata means embracing. So Mahaprabhu is in Radhabhav. I'm missing your embraces. Where are your loving embraces? Ashlishyamam. Please embrace me. Ashlishyamam parvatam panashtamam. Adarshanam. Adarshanam. Darshan means to see. Adarshanam. I'm not seeing you. I'm not embracing you. I'm not feeling you. But please, please come and embrace me. So Radharani is saying the same thing. Mahabhuja. Vilasmandri Sri Jiva Goswami is revealing that Radharani is feeling like that. Oh, you have such beautiful serpentine long bhujanga. There's one verse in Yuga Gita, or maybe Venugita, where the gopis in separation, Purvarag, the remembering Krishna, they say, oh, bhujanga, that your arms are like, bhujanga means snake, so your arms are very supple, your arms are very soft and very, very shiny and soft and supple, so the word is supple, like the body of a snake. Sounds kind of funny, but that's the word that's used in Sanskrit, hey, bhujanga. Interesting, like sometimes they use snakes to compare Krishna's arms, and they compare Radha and Krishna, their beautiful way they walk through the forest, and the way they interact with each other in very tender, romantic ways. They compare it to a male and female elephant, a Padmini, Karinya or Padmini in Sanskrit means elephant. So it's beyond our perception. But maybe if you're a jungle person and live with elephants, then you can relate to it more. But at any rate, so she's saying, oh, mighty armed one. And then she's feeling so humble and so devastated. And finally she says, oh, she says, Dasyas, says, Sake, hey, my friend, Dasyas Darshaya Sannidhim. I'm your Dasi. I am not your Raman, your Ramani. I'm simply your Dasi. Please come, Sannidhim, please come and show yourself to me. So this is the commentary of Vishnu Chakravarti. Is there any... Okay. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur's comment on this verse 39. Hey Nath Ramana Preshta, Kwasi Kwasi Mahabhuja, Dasyaste Kripanayame, Sakke Darshaya Sannidhim. This time we'll give the translation by Srila Prabhupada. Radharani is in separation. Krishna's disappeared and left her there in the Braja Raj, in the middle of the Rasa dance. She says, my dear lover, my dearest, you are so fine and so powerful. Where have you gone? I am nothing but your most obedient maidservant. I am very much aggrieved. Please come and be with me again. It's very nice. It's from Prabhupada's Krishna book. You can extract Prabhupada during his Prakat, let's say, manifest presence. He translated word for word in the Srimad Bhagavatam all the way to the 10th canto, chapter 13, I believe. Chapter 13. I didn't finish. He went to Krishna. So his disciples, they translated the 10th canto in their own way, and that's there by the BBT. But if someone is a little determined, if they read the Krishna book, which is all prose, it's spoken in English, there's no Sanskrit verses there, it's all English or Croatian or German or whatever. If you go through with the Sanskrit verses, then you can find where Prabhupada is translating the Sanskrit verse, where the verse ends and his commentary, what he calls purport. Purport begins, and where the next one begins. Next verse in Sanskrit, which we've done. And we have it here in our notebook. So that's why we want to share Prabhupada's insight and his way of seeing things. His commentaries are also, we've included also, when they're there, we include those from the Krishna book. A little something special to show our attachment for our Savior. Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, they're one. They're all one. Who is that one? The one is Krishna, the Absolute One. Shiksha Guru is absolutely Krishna, and Diksha Guru is absolutely Krishna. There's no difference. There's some fine difference. Like, Krishna loves Yashoda, and he loves Shridam and Subal, and he also loves Radharani. So he loves them all. But he loves Radharani the most. So we have greatest regard for all gurus and teachers and well-wishers, but the most great regard for a Diksha Guru. It can be also most great regard for Shiksha Guru, but generally the emphasis is on Diksha Guru. Vishnu's Tika on 10:30:39. This verse describes Radharani's lamentation and separation from Krishna. And true to his transcendental nature and preeminence, Vishnu Chakravarti enters deep into Leela, and he imagines, he takes the Bhagavatam that Radharani is separated and she's crying out in separation, lamenting from Krishna. And Vishnu Chakravarti says, no, Krishna is also there. So now they have a conversation. This is the beginning of the conversation. Radharani says, Ha Nath Ramana Preshta Kwasi Kwasi. So he sees the Leela and he sees it like this, and he hears this particular talk. They had the following moving exchange. So someone might say, how is that possible? The Bhagavatam is describing the Leela like this, that Radharani is alone crying in separation and Krishna's not there. And he seems like he's going against the Bhagavatam or presenting some other opinion, subjective view. No, this Leela is true. This Maharas Leela, this is perfectly true. And one Vrindavan and another Vrindavan where Vishnath is. Vishnath in his bhav, in his meditation, he is in his own unique individual Vrindavan, as we mentioned many times, with his own unique Radharani and his own unique Krishna and his own unique Ras Leela, just as we're hearing Prabhupada Saraswati is describing in Acharya Rasa Prabandha, his own Vrindavan with his own Radha and Krishna, with his own Ashtasakhis, and he's one of them, Tungavidya, as some say. And he's seeing the Leela in quite different way than the Srimad Bhagavatam. So one is right and one is wrong. One is Srimad Bhagavatam is the Mukhya Puran, and anything that goes against that, we reject. No. If it goes against the tattva of Bhagavatam, we reject. But if it's not rasa virud, it's not against rasa virud, means it's against the ras. And rasa, what is it called? Rasabhas. It's not apasadanta, which means it's not against the tattvas or truth or teachings of the Bhagavatam, then we accept that shastra. And if it doesn't conflict or go against the rasas and the rasa science that's being presented by the Bhagavatam or by the Goswami Granthas, it's not rasabhas, then we accept that writings, wherever they're from. So therefore, Vishnath is seeing practically all the leelas in his own unique way, in his own unique Vrindavan, with his own Radha and Krishna, like you have your Thakurji in your house, as we mentioned. So he says, Radharani is lamenting in this verse, and Radha and Krishna had the following moving exchange. Moving exchange means dialogue, conversation. Radharani looks at Krishna because they're together. In the Bhagavatam version, they're separated. This is Viparlamba Ras. They were enjoying Sambhog Vilas, enjoying together, relishing the intimacies of being together. Now Radharani is entering separation. Oh, where are you? Where are you? That's for us because we're separated. Where is my Krishna? Where is my beloved? Where is my master? I am his servant. I am his dasi. So Vishnath, he's saying it like this. Radharani is looking at Krishna. Ha Nath, O Lord, I'm being burned in a great fire of separation from you. And my life air is about to leave my body. Because life air means pran. And Mahaprabhu is saying, you're my prananath. But you're burning me so much that you're supposed to be my prananath and maintain my pran. But now you're burning me in separation. So you're destroying my pran. You're not the lord of my pran. You're the destroyer of my pran. But even with the greatest endeavor, I cannot maintain my life. You are the lord of my life. You're the Nath. Nath means the Lord of my life. So quickly come and save me simply by glancing upon me. Please do so immediately. I beg you to save my life, not for my sake, but rather for yours. So this whole description of Vishnath is description of the first phrase, Ha Nath. Ha Nath. Now he comments on the word Raman. Raman. That means beloved, my amorous romantic lover. So then Radharani says, I beg you to save my life, not for my sake, but for yours. Why? because after giving up all the other gopis, you brought me to a very secluded place in the forest to enjoy Ramana Vilas, Rati Keli, with me. If I die in separation from me, you will not be able to find any amorous, romantic happiness anywhere else. You will remember me and you will lament in your sorrow. So this is Vishwanath's explanation of the meaning, Ramana. I am your most dearly beloved. I am your Ramana Rani. We say Radharani. Radharani is the Ramana Rani. I'm the queen of Eros. I'm the queen of romantic enjoyments. And I'm your favorite. And you know that, and I know that. So why are you leaving me? Are you crazy? And you're destroying me in separation. So then Krishna replies, "Oh, that's all right. Let me be unhappy without you. What does that matter? What does that matter to you?" Then Radharani, she says, "Preshta, Hanath, Haramana, Hapreshta, Hanath, Haraman, Hapreshta." So now he comments. Vishwanath explains the meaning of the word Preshta. "You are my dearmost," because Priya means you're dear to me, and Preshta means you're my dearest, dearest. We glorify the guru like that. One disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he wrote a pranam prayer to his guru. "Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Dinamane." You know this verse? So then when Prabhupada's disciples, Achyutananda Swami, he was living in Gaudiya Mathura some time under the order of Prabhupada to live with Sridhar Maharaj in Navadvip and Koladvip and the Saraswat Gaudiya Math, and go look for property in Mayapur somewhere to make the ISKCON Mayapur. So he lived for 7, 8, 9 months there, and he learned Bengali, and Achyutananda, he sang famous songs or recording there, BBT. So during that time, he learned some things. So he came across this pranam prayer, and he said, "Prabhupada, can we use the same prayer that was written by one of your godbrothers and use it for you?" The Prabhupada said, "Okay." So then they came, you know this prayer, no? And then many gurus afterwards, they kind of changed the name, you know. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya. Because you're saying Namo Vishnu Padaya, you know, you're at the lotus feet of Vishnu, but then you're dear to Krishna. So that's why in my mind, my logical mind and my bhav, it was coming, Namo Krishna Padaya. Krishna Padaya means you're at the feet of Krishna, which our gurus are at the feet of Krishna, not Vishnu. and they are very, very dear to that Krishna. So then she's saying the same thing. Preshta, Radharani's prayer is Namo Krishna Preshtaya. Namo Krishna Preshtaya. "Oh, I offer my respect to you. You're my dearest. You're my dearmost." So as we make Guru our dearmost, then eventually Radharani will become our dearmost and Krishna will become our dearmost. First we make Guru our Preshta, then Radharani will become our Preshta, and then Krishna will become our Preshta. Ha Nath Ramana Preshta Kwasi Kwasi Mahabhuja. So what is the meaning of Preshta? "You are my dearmost," Radharani says while she's looking at Krishna. I will feel unhappiness. Millions of times more than you. Why, you might ask? Even if I've already died, I will still not be able to tolerate the pain that even one spot on the nails of your lotus feet may experience. Indeed, to prevent such pain, I'm ready to throw my life away millions and millions of times. Kindly show yourself and drive away that my unhappiness. Radharani's unhappiness is not for her own pleasure or enjoyment or peace of mind or fulfillment in the association of Krishna. Her unhappiness is caused by the awareness of knowing that Krishna cannot really be fully happy or is fully satisfied with anybody but her. And he has left her and gone away without her. That's why she's saying, "Please come, you're my dearest." And she's trying to appeal to his sentiments. She's trying, because lovers, they live in the hearts of each other, and lovers live in the minds of each other. So Radharani is trying to appeal to his heart. "You are my dearest, and I'm feeling unhappy. You don't want me to feel unhappy, do you? If you love someone, you don't want them to feel unhappy. You want them to feel happy and satisfied. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada. We want the guru to feel, prasad means happy and pleased. And if he's pleased with us, then we get his mercy. So Radharani is saying, I'll be very unhappy. But why am I unhappy? Because I know, because my unhappiness is caused, is due to your unhappiness. And you'll be unhappy without me. Kindly show yourself away. And then Krishna says, she says, I'm going to give up my life heirs. So then Krishna says, but if your life heir is on the verge of leaving your body, what can I do to stop that? If you've ever been with someone who's dying, their life heir is leaving their body. That's the pran, life heir. Atma is moving with the pran. Atma is leaving the body with the pran, the life heir. Ha, ha. They're not saying, ha nath, ha ramana, ha prishta. It'd be nice if they did. That's what Madhavendra Puri, he was praying like that when he was leaving his body. When Madhavendra Puri's life heir was leaving his body, he said, what did he say? Ha nath, ha maturanath. That verse is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. I spoke it the other day. It slips my mind right now. Hey Nath, hey Nath. But he's, when he's leaving his body, he's also, oh, I don't know if it's something like this. Hi Nath. He says, Mathura Nath Kadavalokise Ridyam Alokam Kataram. He says, in your separation, because Radharani is separated from Krishna, so Madhavendra Puri is dying and he's in, displaying this Radha Bhav, and he's crying, oh, Krishna, you've gone to Mathura, you're Mathuranath. My heart is breaking. So now Krishna is saying, well, you're, in other words, when I'm saying, if you're with someone who's about to die, can you do anything to stop their prana from leaving their body? The answer is no. Someone is about to die. So all you can do is chant Hare Krishna very loud in kirtan in their ears so they may hear that and may remember Krishna or reach out to Krishna and somehow be connected with Krishna when they leave their body and then go to Krishna, attain that perfection. So Krishna is saying, what can I do? If you're life heir, if you're about to die, what can I do? I'm just a coward boy. I just play my flute. What can I do? Radharani says, now Vishnath gives the meaning of Mahabahu. Because she is Mahabhuja or Mahabahu. Simply by the touch of your arms, Mahabhuja, which are a medicinal herb, the touch of your arms is like oshadi. It's like dawa. It's a medicine. The touch of your arms is a great medicine that has the power to revive the dead. There's a type of Ayurvedic medicine called Sanjeevani Ras. Sanjeevani. Sanjeevani Ras is a type of tonic that will give jivan, will give life to a dying person. Sanjeevani Ras. So she's saying, you're my Sanjeevani. You're my life. You're my everything. If you touch me with your arms, you embrace me with your arms. And they can, your touch of your arms is a medicine to revive the dead. What to speak of maintain my life heirs. My body, by your touch, Mahabhuja, my body will return to its healthy, normal condition. And my life heir will automatically come back and remain in my body. So this is Vishwanath's rasic commentary, and it goes on. So now what does Krishna say to this? But you know... So Krishna says, he kind of tries to divert the topic. He says, but you know the forest path yourself without my help. So why did you order me, a king's son and a very young and gentle boy who is to be respected? Why did you command me, take me wherever you wish? Why do you anger me like this? In other words, I'm a king's son. I'm a prince. And you're telling me, oh, pick me up. You want to, I can't walk any further. Take me wherever you want. Ah, what do you think I am? I'm not your servant. I'm the son of a king. I'm the Yuvaraj. And you know, I already told you, we're going to this Nibrita Nikunj deep in the forest, and you've been there before. You know the way yourself. You just walk there. Why should I carry you? Well, I'm angry. And then Radharani, she feels helpless. And then she just takes a very humble position. Because a few verses ago, she's ordering Krishna. And Krishna's saying, you're bossing me around? Amishwar Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, don't you know who I am? Maheshwar, Parameshwar, Yogeshwara. I'm Yogeshwara, Parameshwara, Maheshwara. And I'm supposed to, oh yes, I'll do whatever you want. Yes, sir. Well, I have an ego, you know, I'm God. I'm God, I have an ego. I'm the Karta. You know, in the Gita I say I'm the Karta, I'm the doer, not you. 327, chapter 327 Gita. So I am the doer, I am the Karta. So then Radharani, she thinks, well, that's not working. She says, Dasyas, hey, Saki, hey, friend, Dasyas, I'm just your Dasi. So she says, Vishnu, she cries out, please, please, Darshaya, Darshaya Sanidim, Darshaya Sanidim. Darshaya means, Darshaya means to see, Sanidim means show yourself to me, reveal yourself. I am just your wretched, humble, your Kripanaya, Dasi, I'm your Kripanaya Dasi. I am simply your wretched, unhappy maidservant. Be merciful to me. Because this word is very interesting. This word in the Sanskrit says Kripan, Kripanaya. So Vishnu Chakravarti, true to his nature, he's taking Kripana, like Upadeshamrita, means miserly. So Kripanaya means you don't have much mercy. You're not mercy, Kripanaya. So he's using a play here on the Radharani speaks. She's saying, I'm Kripana. I'm your Kripana Dasi. I'm your wretched maidservant. And then the next thing she says, but do creep on me. I'm Kripanaya, but do creep on me. So he says, be merciful to me. You see what he's doing? I mean, we all have the English. Because he's taking off on this word and deeply and really full of bhav and full of ras. And this is Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad at his best. Be merciful. When I ordered you, I was over. Now she's trying to. Radharani's giving an excuse. I didn't mean it to be a bust. When I ordered you, I was really sleepy. You know, I didn't sleep much last night. I really didn't know what I was saying. You know, it wasn't a Freudian slip. I mean, I didn't really know what I was saying. So she's. I was overcome by sleepiness. I was tired from playing with you. Therefore, please, please forgive me. Please excuse your poor maidservant. Please don't be angry. It was only because you treated me like such a close friend, because the word sake is there. Hey, sake. Hey, saka. Sake means friend. You treated me as such a close friend, although I'm unworthy, that I spoke like that to you. So Radharani is really eating the humble pie. She's really going down Trinada Pisuni Chenat Turori Vasahishuna, lower than a straw in the street. I'm your wretched maidservant. Please forgive me. So Krishna says, what does Krishna say after hearing this? All right. All right, my love. I am very pleased with you. I really love to see this Sanskrit. All right, my love. I am very pleased with you. So now please come with me. And then Radharani says, But I've been lamenting and crying so much, I can't see, I'm blind. I can't see where you are. Please tell me where you are. Lamenting in this dizzy state generated from Vipralamba, Radharani falls into a swoon on the earth and faints. This is established in the next verse, which mentions the word mohitam. Vishnu Chakravarti Ki Jai. It's pretty remarkable. Commentary, unbelievable. I have some comments on verse 38-39, and then we'll share those. So this is verse 38. I'll just read the verse so we can kind of get in tune why I'm saying what I'm saying. This is verse 38. Evam yuktap evam. Actually, Krishna is speaking this verse 38. Because in verse 37, to get the whole context, or the thread, as they say, Radharani, she's very tired, and she says, listen, I'm really too tired. I can't, it's so late, and they haven't even started rasa dancing yet. They haven't even started dancing, and Radharani's already tired, so it doesn't look so good, so auspicious. It doesn't seem like the party's getting off to a very good start. You go to the party and say, how do you feel? I feel really tired, you know. really unenthusiastic. Oh, really, you're going to be a lot of fun tonight. Like, all right, let's go. So she said, oh, I'm really tired. I can't walk any further. Krishna said, okay, I'll carry you. So that's what this verse 38. Evam yukta priyamaha skanda skanda aruyatam iti tatash chantar dadhe Krishna savadur anvatapyata. So when Radharani said, please carry me, Krishna said, climb on my shoulder. But just after he said this, he disappeared, and Radharani felt great remorse. Anvatapyata. The word tap is there. Anvatapyata. So this is a sandhi. It's a mixture of some words in Sanskrit. So tap means burning, pain. Like Ekadasi, we fast, and it's called tapasya. Tapasya means austerity. So tap means you burn. When you fast, you burn. What burns? Your prabdha, your karmas, and sometimes your head also. If you do, especially if you do nirjal, because water puts out fire, yeah? Usually. So if you're not drinking any water in Ekadasi, what happens to your fire? It grows like anything. Your belly burns, and when your belly is burning, you know what happens to your mind? You get angry. I'm hungry. Had to feed the lion, you know? Lion, if you don't feed, he's running around the cage. So if we don't feed, the belly gets hot, then the mind gets hot, then you get agitated. Oh, I have to fast all day. Anyway, I'll go till 12 o'clock at lunchtime. Okay, good. Eat some apples. No, I'll go till sunset. No, I have to go till tomorrow, 24 hours. So that's burning. That's tap. So anvatapyata. Anvatapyata. Radharani's burning. She's lamenting and burning. So that's what this word means. Feeling great remorse. And Krishna disappeared. So then, what do I say? I say this. So we must remind everyone that although Krishna left Radharani too at this juncture, he already left all the gopis, billions of gopis. Now he left number one. He left her. And you may wonder, how is it possible? Krishna was fully 1,000% satisfied in Radharani's company alone. And Krishna was well aware of the softness of Karuna Mayi's heart, Radharani's heart. And he's well aware of the 100% selfless quality of her pure love. But Krishna thought, if the gopis find them, that both of them are together, because they're searching, they see the footprints, but Yoga Maya has covered all the gopis, so they don't know it's Radharani. But in their hearts, because they're bhavtalat, Radharani's sakis, Yasa sakis, and her mandris, they alone are bhavtalatmi with Radharani. Chandravali is not bhavtalatmi with Radharani, or Padma or Shaivya. So they're saying, some gopi, and then although Lalita knows and Vishaka knows, they follow that idea that, some lucky gopi, or they say some gopi ran with him, Chandravali. Then so Lalita and Vishaka, they say, yes, some special gopi. But they all know who that special gopi is. So basically Yogamaya is making all the gopis think, we don't know who the gopi is. And not only is that, but the Yogamaya is making it such that they don't see, they can't perceive. Because you have eyes, like I look around this room, I can see, you're here, you're here, you're here. If I meet somebody, they said, I was in your class yesterday. I said, you were nowhere in class. I saw everybody there. You weren't there. So why they have eyes? The gopis have eyes. And this Naralila, they're human beings. Why can't they look around? Okay, Lalita, Chandravali. Where's Radharani? Radharani's missing? But no one's knowing that. But her sakis are now, no one knew. And then they finally found the footprints. Now Yogamaya's receded a little bit for Radharani's sakis. And they're understanding, this is Radharani. So Krishna's thinking, why did Krishna disappear? Because he thought that if all these gopis, when they're searching, if they find the Radha and Krishna together, they will not fully understand the great glories. They will not fully understand the great glories of Kishori's prema. But if the gopis see Radharani, So now Krishna is thinking, that's why we're commenting. He says that if if the gopis catch them, find them both together, they will not fully understand the unlimited glories of Radharani's love. But if the gopis find Radharani and they see that she's experiencing the pain of separation from Krishna, then they will all understand the incredible depth of Radha's love for Krishna, because they'll see that we're also suffering in separation from Krishna. We're searching for Krishna. Now we found Radharani, but she's not even conscious. She's lying dead, practically dead on the ground of Vrindavan. We haven't got to that extent of, because that's the final sattvic bhav. There's eight sattvic bhavas, and the final one is pralaya. Pralaya means death. But in the lila, there's no death, but there's fainting. It's called murchita. 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 Murchita bhav. Bhav, shorty, means the state of murchita, the state of fainting. So they haven't gotten to that state. That's the, because Radharani's sattvic bhavas are called sudipta. There's dwalita, there's duma, dwalita, there's smoking, intensities of ecstasies and divine love, and other rasas also. But when it gets to this extent, there's dumita. Dumita means smoking. Then there's dwalita, means some burning, and then there's deepta, which means shining, and then there's sudipta, which means like blazing, and like blinding your eyes, blind, like a flashlight in the nighttime. Like some night and police stop, hey, flashlight in your eyes. Oh, I'm okay, I'm good. You hope so. So this is sudipta. So the Mahabhav and her sattvic. These are degrees of sattvic bhavas, transformations of the body and mind, and the ecstasy of divine love with Krishna and his lovers in Vrindavan. So Radharani, she enters the highest stage of sudipta and the mahabhav and separation, and she faints, murchita. So when all the gopis would find her, oh, she's really suffering. We were suffering, and we thought, oh, she's the lucky one with Krishna. And they were so envious. And Chandravali, they were all envious. Radharani's, they were proud. Oh, our Radharani's with Krishna. They're very happy and proud of Radharani's, you know, position and being with Krishna. But the anti-party, the rivals, the Vipaksha Sakis, they were very envious. Do you know what the feeling of envy? You ever feel envious? If you have a girlfriend and another guy's after your girlfriend, it's like, ooh, you know. But if they see that she's experiencing the pain of separation, then they'll all understand the incredible depth of Radha's love for Krishna. And thus, to show the other gopis the nature of Radharani's supreme love, Krishna disappeared. To show the other gopis the nature, degree, the quality, the standard, the height, and the depth of Radharani's love, that's why Krishna left. So Krishna's so kind, he's trying to teach all of us, and even everyone, he's teaching the gopis, but he's also teaching us that Swamini, that Srimati, that Ishvari, whom we worship, who we cherish, who we pray to and meditate and remember at every moment, she is so sublime and so exalted and so unique. This is what's being revealed here to us also, because we're studying, we're hearing these tikkas. It's for us to learn and appreciate who is this Ishvari. We want to become dasis and kinkris of this Ishvari. How great she is, how exalted she is, in form, and name, and love, and attachment, and seva, and surrender to Krishna. Isn't it? Radhe. Jai Radhe. So text 39. Some comment, and we'll continue. I think maybe we'll just, let's see. I will read it, because it's nice. Because 39 is what we just read, right? Hanath. So now Krishna has disappeared from Radharani. She's fainted in a swoon, and she's practically, which is like this murchita or pralaya, the eighth stage of sattvic vikar. Sattva means ashta sattvic vikar, eight transformations in divine love or divine ecstasy. So Radharani is completely murchita. She's fainted, and it's like pralaya, devastation. Pralaya means devastation, destruction. The universe is destroyed. It's called pralaya. And shristi means creation. Shristi pralaya, on and on and on. This is going on eternally. So Radharani is somehow coming to Ardabhaya chitta, half internal, half external consciousness. And she's saying, ha ha nath, ha ramana ha prishta, Kwasi Kwasi Mahabhuja Dasyas Te Kripanayame Sake Darshaya Sanidim. Oh, I'm just, where did you go? You're my everything, my lover, my lord, my master. And then she's saying all these things. So then she says, oh, please come and help me. So this verse is also significant because it establishes, again, that Radharani is the greatest among all Krishna's lovers in Madhurya Ras. And there's one verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which I want to read. Because the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita is full of Ras Leela and full of Gopi Bhav. So almost it's impossible to give class in the Ras Leela as a Gaudiya Vaishnava without drawing from the Goswami Granths, like Prabhupada Saraswati, who is one of our Mahajans, Rasikjan, and from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And that way we also get some of the Gaur Chandrika. Gaur Chandrika means the moonbeams of Kripa. Because if we remember Lord Chaitanya, being a Gaudiya Vaishnava simply means remembering Lord Chaitanya, identifying as a Gaudiya, representing him, chanting his name, remembering his leelas. I mean, Gopi Bhav, people try to... how is it possible for anyone to be a Gaudiya Vaishnava and not be in Gopi Bhav? That's what amazes me. That's why I put on the back cover of that book. I said, it starts in Adi Leela. Everywhere, the whole book is Gopi Bhav. Does anyone read it? So this is really nice. This quote on this whole section is Lord Chaitanya. This is Adi Leela, and this is Krishna's Kaviraj. He's speaking. So he's mixing a Uddhava Gita here with all these things. So apparently, what's happening? This is the verse I said to what I noted here, 1671, because Lord Chaitanya, he's describing to Uddhava the love of the gopis. What to speak of other gopis, even Radhika, Sri Radhika, who is in every respect the most elevated of all the gopis and who has bound Krishna forever by her loving attributes, serves his feet as a humble maidservant. So this is Krishna's Kaviraj speaking, commenting. Tansabara katarahu shimati radhika sabahayate sakalamshe parama adhika. That was the Bengali. And then he quotes this verse, which is verse 10, canto 10, chapter 30, verse 39, which is what I'm commenting on. Ha natha ramana preshta kwasi kwasi maha bhuja dasyas te kripanayame sakke darshaya sannidhim. O my Lord, my lover, most dearly beloved, O mighty armed Lord, wherever you are, where are you? Where are you? O my friend, reveal yourself to your maidservant who is very much aggrieved. So this is Prabhupada's purport on this verse. Because it's not in the Krishna book. I didn't find that. I didn't think about this. In the Krishna book, Prabhupada doesn't have any comment, but he has a comment here. On 10th canto, chapter 30, verse 39, he says, this verse is from the Bhagavatam. When the Rasa dance was going on in full swing, Krishna left all the gopis and took only Srimati Radharani with him. At that time, all the gopis lamented, and Srimati Radharani, being proud of her position, requested Krishna to carry her wherever he liked. Then Krishna immediately disappeared from the scene, and Srimati Radharani began to lament. So this is, I cited this, it shows her great significance, and even Mahaprabhu is in his Radhabhav, he's mentioning that. And I'll continue tomorrow with some comments from Preeti Sandarbha on this verse, from Sri Jiva Goswami Pad. And tomorrow will be the Shesh Katha Samapt, the end of the Katha tomorrow by Krishna's grace, end of Kartik. So I hope. Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana Ki Jai.